B'tachin for Life, Shir number 273, Tuesday, Parshas Va'era. We are explaining the importance of Menuchas HaNefesh in Avodas Hashem. In feeling that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Machsi, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is my shelter, and the Yetzirah will try in many different ways to try to shter, to try to ruin our Menuchas HaNefesh. He will send us news that we don't want to hear. He will send us a friend that will tell us something that will get us nervous. His main objective is to take away our Menuchas HaNefesh. And we explain that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is defined by our Menuchas HaNefesh, like we see on Shabbos Kodesh. And we should add to this. The Chavis HaVavis writes a story with a certain individual that was sleeping in the Midbar. He was sleeping in the wilderness. And they came over to him and they asked him, "You're not scared to sleep outside?" And he said he's simply embarrassed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be afraid of something else besides Hashem. If he's in the wilderness, if he's in a wild area, and he's afraid of the animals, that means he's demonstrating that he doesn't feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely in control. He doesn't feel like he's protected by Hashem. And he is simply embarrassed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to feel any sort of fear. And this is the essence of why Menuchas HaNefesh is so important. Because we should simply be embarrassed to get nervous about anything that's going on. Just like if you were in your parents' house and you would be scared of something, it would be embarrassing because you would basically be demonstrating that your parents are not in control and they can't take care of you and something might happen without their jurisdiction. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the same way. If a person walks around without feeling Hashem Machsi, without feeling that he's protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is driving himself out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. He is demonstrating that he doesn't live under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection. He lives in this wild world where people do whatever they want. And nothing can be further than the truth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely in control of every aspect of this Bria. And that's why Menuchas HaNefesh is so important. Because it demonstrates the essence of our relationship with Hashem. Our relationship with Hashem is that we believe that we are always under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wings. We are always protected by Hashem 24/7. There is not a moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgets about us. There is not a moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loses his grip on the world. That's where Menuchas HaNefesh comes from. Menuchas HaNefesh comes from a person realizing and internalizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only force in my life. If you feel that and you believe it, you are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a person that's getting stressed, obviously he is not close to Hashem. Obviously he's very far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't really believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right here and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of him. That's why the Yetzirah tries so hard to take away our Menuchas HaNefesh. To remove us from feeling connected to Hashem, from feeling taken care of by Hashem, which is the source of all mitzvahs and all avodas Hashem. The realization that I'm in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house, I am constantly taken care of, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't lose focus for a moment. V'hu levadai, asa oise v'yase l'chol HaMasim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it himself.